From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Ki Tavoh, the mezuzah of the land of Israel, written in stone. If we look in our Parshat, there's a mysterious notion that Jews are to write the Torah, something like it, on stone. Let's try to understand what this is all about, and what it represents, and what it means. It says, on the day when you cross the Jordan, you should write the words of this Torah, whether it was to write synopsis of the laws of the Torah, as some have suggested, or to write the entire Torah from Bereshis to the end, as others have suggested. You should come to the land of Israel, and then when you cross the Jordan, you should place them Bahar Eval, Mount Eval, Sadtao Tam Basid, and you should cover them with plaster. Now Rashi says that you put them in the Jordan River, and then you build something on Mount Eval, and there was also a third stop in the middle in Gilgal, a particular place in Israel, so that the Torah goes with us in various stages of our lives, in the transitional periods to the more stable periods later on. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Hem, Beis 35b, discusses how you wrote these words. You see, it seems that these words were to be written on the outside of Israel, almost facing out, almost as a message to the Gentile world. And the question is, how clearly was it written? On the one hand, it says, Ba'er Heitev, it was to be written very clearly, Rashi says, in 70 languages. It's a message for the world. This is our Torah, this is our land, and this is the Torah written on it. On the other hand, there's a debate in the Talmud. The Talmud says, Tana Rabban, we learned in a Braita, an outside source, and it says as follows. Keitzar katfu yisrael the Torah. How did the Jews write the Torah? Rabbi Yehuda omer al gabe avanim tuva. They wrote it on top of the stones. V'achakach sadu otan besid. Then they plastered those stones over. Rabbi Shimon says, well, how are you supposed to read it if they plastered it over? Rather, Rabbi Shimon says they wrote it on top of the plaster. They put the plaster on top, and the al gabesi seed katfua v'katfulam lamata, and that's what they did. So that's the view of Rabbi Shimon. So was it written outwardly? Was it sort of hidden? Is this to be a secret message to the Gentiles, to the outside world, or is this to be an explicit message to them? Rabbi Polkovitz, my childhood rabbi, writes in his Sefer that indeed this is like the mezuzah. This is like the entryway into the land of Israel. It's the Torah written on the entryway toward the land and on the Jordan River as we go in. Just like a mezuzah reminds us of what we're doing in our house, what we're doing in the land of Israel, what we need to do, so too as the land of Israel itself has a mezuzah on it. And Barbanel points out that there are other nations, they write monuments to themselves. This is where George Washington crossed the Delaware River. This is where so-and-so conquered. For the Jewish people, we write on the gates of the land of Israel that we believe in one God and the story of his creation of the world. The Rabbi Zalman Sirotkin in the Znaim LaTorah, he says as follows. He says, and perhaps he was influenced by the notion that he lived during the founding of the State of Israel. He said that just like the first Rashi in the Tanakh, the first Rashi in Chumash says that the reason we need Bereshis, we need the story of Genesis, is to tell the nations of the world. God created the world and he gave it to the best in his eyes. He gave it to the Jewish people. So too, on the gates, on the mezuzah, so to speak, of the land of Israel, there's a big sign and it says, Bereshit bara Elokim, in the beginning God created the heavens and earth, and then there was an Abraham and an Isaac and a Jacob, and he promised in the land of Israel, and that's why we're here. We're not here as conquerors. We're not here as occupiers. We're here because this is the land that God has given us. Very strange. It's true. Most people are destined to live in their own land. We're destined to live in other people's land, to come in and to take over the land of Israel, but it's mandated by God. Rabbi Bachya says that this shows that How can you live in Israel? We can only live in Israel in the merit of the Torah itself. And that's why when we thank God for the land of Israel, says the Ramban, when we thank God for the land of Israel every day in our benching, in the grease after meals, Birkat HaMazon, the rabbis insisted in the Gemara and Brachos that we mention Brit V'Torah Chayim Mazon. Not only do we mention life and sustenance and food and thank God for that, but we need to thank God for the Torah and the covenant as well. Because if not for the covenant, we cannot have the land of Israel. It's by writing it in stone as we enter the land of Israel, it shows that this is a covenant that lasts forever. But why in stone? Generally, we write our Torahs on parchment. What is the idea of stone? And here, the Shem Yishmuel, the Sochet Shavu Rebbe, wrote about 100 years ago. He wrote as follows. He wrote that there is the Torah that's written on our hearts. That's the Torah and the parchment. The parchment is supposed to represent the Jewish soul and the Jewish body, which we're writing on us in sort of in the chitzonius, in the externality of the Jew. In the externality of the Jew is something that needs work. Tzricha ibud. You can't take a skin and just, you can't take a, shoot a deer and put it on the carpet on the ground and then write a Torah on it. You need to tan it and tan the hide and scrape it and prepare it. There's a whole tanning process. And it's called ibud, to work, to literally work on the scroll so that it's ready to be written on. So too, in order to write on the heart of a Jew, on the externality of a Jew, we need to work on our externals, how we present ourselves to others, how we conduct ourselves in our external actions, how we speak in our external voice. But the inner voice, the inner soul, that's the stone. Stones represent the hearts, as the poet wrote about the Kotel is correct, that the stones represent the heart. The heart is represented by the stones. And the stone needs no work. You can write directly on the stones because the stone represents that other aspect of a Jew that doesn't need any work. That aspect of the Jew that's the inner aspect which is so pure and so holy, the Jewish soul, so to speak, the sense of connectedness with God, which needs no work, it needs no ibud. So as we as Jews live, we live with two Torahs, one that's written on our hearts and on in stone, one that's that cannot be violated, that cannot be erased. It's written in stone. It's that deep. And a second that needs work, and that's what we're working on this time of year in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. We're working on ourselves to make ourselves worthy scrolls on which to write the Torah, worthy scrolls who can carry out the Torah that people can say about us. Ki em zeh mashikasa bazeh, that this person fulfilled what it says in that other book. What are these stones then? These stones are the mezuzah of the land of Israel. These stones are a message to the nations of the world that we're here to teach the nations of the world. These stones are a message to the nations of the world that the world was made by God, and this land, small parcel of land, this land was made for you and me, for the Jewish people. And finally, these stones are made to represent that part of the human soul that is inviolate, the part of the human soul that can never be defiled, the part of the human soul where the Torah is written on it and can never be erased. There are two Torahs. One is deep inside. It needs no work. The other is on the outside. It's that outside Torah that during this time of year, we're working on it. And hopefully, one day our outside Torah could be like our inside Torah. And just like the Torah written in stone will never be erased, so too, the Torah of our actions and our deeds and our external deeds, that too will be as clear as if it etched on stone. And we can truly say that our external Torah is like our internal Torah. Our mezuzah matches the Jews who live inside that land. Thank you so much for joining us here for our discussion of Parshat Ki Tavo. Join us each week as we continue to discuss this Parsha. The dedications are available for those who would like to dedicate a particular session to a loved one or memory of someone as well. And thank you to Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. Thank you, and join us again here at the Anshei Sfarad Bethel Emeth Congregation. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.